As of November 17, 2025, nearly 95% of 280 ATS member schools have reported enrollment data. Of the 264 reporting schools, fall enrollment has increased from 77,516 students in fall 2024 to 79,401 in fall 2025, an increase of 2.4%. Notably, 146 schools, or 56% of those reporting, have shown year-over-year increases in headcount enrollment from fall 2024. This growth is broadly distributed across many ATS schools and represents one of several encouraging trends. Enrollment likely to be highest since 2006. ATS staff have been tracking year-over-year enrollment changes in ATS member schools since 1990. To see the trends charted graphically, download the PDF version of this article. Each annual dot in the chart represents the percentage of schools that grew year-over-year. For example, from fall 1989 to fall 1990, 46% of ATS member schools grew. The green dots indicate years when growth outpaced decline, and red dots show when decline outpaced growth. As the graph indicates, in nearly all years, more ATS member schools grew year-over-year from fall 1990 to fall 2006. During this same period, total enrollment grew to reach a maximum enrollment of more than 81,000 in fall 2006. From fall 2007 to fall 2023, more ATS member schools declined than grew year-over-year, except for the COVID-19 year of fall 2020. This led to a period of falling enrollment across ATS member schools, with enrollment stabilizing mostly around fall 2015. In fall 2024 and fall 2025, more member schools are growing year over year, which has led to total enrollment increases. While it is too early to determine if a new trend is emerging, this is a promising trend for these 2 years. Total enrollment across ATS member schools has been growing in the last 2 years. This is partly due to the addition of new member schools, but it has more to do with the broader trend of schools growing year over year as shown on the graph. As a result, the current trend in headcount enrollment indicates that ATS member schools will likely educate more than 80,000 total students for the first time since 2006. To derive an estimate of where enrollment will eventually land for fall 2025, ATS staff did a calculation assuming that the 16 schools that have not yet reported reflect the same numbers as fall 2024. These 16 schools reported 1,424 students across several different degree categories in fall 2024. While it is not likely that all 16 schools will report exactly the same enrollment, it is a reasonable estimate of their collective numbers. Degree categories projected upward. Total headcount enrollment should be comfortably more than 80,000 students for the first time since 2006. Almost all degree categories are projected to be up in fall 2025, which continues to indicate that the growth in enrollment is broadly based. The number of degree-seeking students is estimated to be up more than 1%. When looking at degree categories, some interesting trends can also be found when looking at fall 2024 and projected fall 2025 headcount enrollment. MDiv enrollment is projected to be up, with an annual increase of 2.1%. This would be the first annual increase in MDiv enrollment across ATS schools since 2018. Of the schools that have reported so far, 56% have shown year-over-year increases in MDiv enrollment. By ecclesial family, 58% of reporting evangelical schools grew, and MDiv enrollment increased by 3%. 56% of mainline schools grew, with MDiv enrollment remaining flat. 50% of Catholic/Orthodox schools grew, and MDiv enrollment declined by 2%. MA enrollment is projected to be up by 2.8%. MA enrollment, which had been a significant growth area across ATS member schools, has seen some variability in recent years. 56% of schools reporting to date reflect increases in MA enrollment. By ecclesial family, 2% of reporting evangelical schools grew, and MA enrollment decreased by 1%. 56% of mainline schools grew, and MA enrollment increased by 4%. 70% of Catholic/Orthodox schools grew, and MA enrollment increased by 5%. DMN enrollment is projected to be essentially flat again this year. Like the MA, this degree category had been a substantial growth area for ATS schools for more than a decade, so it may be that this growth area is reflecting a new trend. 55% of schools reporting reflected increases in this degree category. By ecclesial family, 2% of reporting evangelical schools grew, and DMN enrollment was down 1%. 60% of mainline schools grew, and DMN enrollment was up 2%. 44% of Catholic/Orthodox schools grew, with DMN enrollment flat in these schools. PhD/THD and STM/THM enrollment shows increases, while other professional doctor is the single degree category showing decline. Degree-seeking students grew by 2% from fall 2024 to fall 2025. This growth in degree-seeking students is driven by nearly all of the degree categories, so this is an exciting trend. And 74,000 degree-seeking students is the largest in the history of ATS. Non-degree students continue to be a high-growth area for ATS member schools. Many member schools place emphasis on non-degree enrollment, including schools that received Lilly Endowment Inc. Pathways for Tomorrow grants. Of the schools reporting so far, 58% show year-over-year increases. By ecclesial family, 60% of reporting evangelical schools grew, and non-degree enrollment increased by 10%. 57% of mainline schools grew, and non-degree enrollment decreased by 3%. 58% of Catholic/Orthodox schools grew, and non-degree enrollment increased by 3%. The change in non-degree enrollment is represented equally among groups of schools that did and did not receive the Pathways for Tomorrow grants. With this new data, there is much to celebrate. It appears that ATS member schools will reflect overall enrollment increases. This seems to be a broader trend across all member schools, with 56% reflecting enrollment increases from fall 2024. For the second year in a row, more member schools have grown than declined. For the first time since 2006, more than 80,000 will be seeking education at an ATS member school. MDiv and other degree categories show enrollment increases, with some significant changes noted and nearly all categories growing. It is important for theological school leaders to be aware of these broader industry trends. Look for future colloquy articles related to trends in full-time equivalent enrollment, total credit hours sold, admissions, and finances. In the meantime, if you have questions or want ATS staff to pursue some interesting subset of this data, please contact me at meinzer@ats.edu. Your good questions will likely benefit the larger membership, and that is one of the many benefits of being part of the Association of Theological Schools and the ATS Commission on Accrediting. Chris Meinzer is Senior Director and COO at the Association of Theological Schools in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.